شكرا سيدة الرئيسة
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, good morning. We align ourselves with the statement made by our groups. We would like to thank the HCR Secretariat for organizing this session and for the documents that were provided. We would like to thank Mr. Grandi for his opening statement, even though he did not mention Yemen at all in his statement. And the fact that we are placed so close to the podium did not draw his attention, and we hope that this does not send a message to refugees that they will have to manage their own fates themselves. Certain think that the war in Yemen ended with the informal truce, but Iranian-made missiles and drones are still targeting economic facilities and oil and gas export posts, which deprives the government of 70% of its revenue. A decade has passed since the beginning of this war, and we are in a difficult situation. The economic situation is catastrophic, and so is the humanitarian situation. 88% of our citizens live below the extreme poverty line and are completely dependent on humanitarian support. The situation in Yemen is deplorable. Our region is a region of suffering. The blind Israeli war machine is killing Palestinians and Lebanese without being dissuaded and with military and political support from certain superpowers who should be concerned with peace and security in the world. The HCR report submitted to the UNGA indicates that Yemen is one of the countries that has a high number of internally displaced persons. 5 million displaced persons and 3 million live in areas controlled by the legitimate government. This displacement is due to the Houthi militias and horrific and violations of human rights, confiscation of humanitarian aid, as well as arbitrary detentions of humanitarian workers and workers of international organizations. The situation was exacerbated when the High Commissioner's Office decided to seize support to displaced persons. We invite the HCR to reconsider this decision, as it was a decision that will have catastrophic consequences for displaced persons. Climate change and weather events have had an impact on the lives of many families. Hundreds of thousands of families were displaced due to floods that completely decimated their farms, their livestock, their houses. They've been left with nothing, and many have died. This has led to a new wave of displacement. The Yemeni government, with the support of the international community and regional support, is striving to overcome the issue of displacement, even with a lack of funding. We support the strategy that is based on is not just in response to emergencies, on a more consistent program. We have carried out studies of persons who return to their homes, and we have carried out research in this area. Considering the funding issues and Yemen's plan for 2024, we call on donors to support our action plan. The plan of the HCR and the international community should prioritize Yemen in order to help us overcome this situation and aid host countries and lighten the burden. We need more human resources, financial resources, in order to resolve the crisis in the country. We very much hope that this session will lead to an adoption of recommendations and decisions which will alleviate the suffering of refugees. As has been mentioned by the High Commissioner, developing countries and least developed countries have the suffer the most from the catastrophic results of climate change. And the countries that are responsible for pollution should take on their responsibilities and provide funding. We would like to thank the HCR and its staff and Mr. Grandi for the work that they have carried out. I thank you.